我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let's bow our hand, pray in silence.
哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢耶稣在我们的灵恩会结束后这个、第一个礼拜，我们再次聚集一起来学习查考圣经。
And thank God that after the spiritual convocation, that we could gather here and continue to study the Bible.
并且按照主的应许，在这个安息圣日，我们一同聚集在这里，领受主耶稣所应许的平安以及福气。
And thanks for the guidance of the Lord that we could enjoy His promise to be here to receive His rest.
在过去这个礼拜呢，是东岸的高中神学训练班。
And this week is the Eastern Region RHTS.
所以呢，就是把我们的高中生集中起来，一起做一些信仰上、神学上的一些教导。
Which is to gather all of our high school students to teach them about our spiritual faith.
那在这一次我被安排的课程是保罗的人生啊。
And for this year, I was assigned the topic of the life of Paul.
那保罗的人生包括很多很多的内容啊。
And there's a much content to the life of Paul.
所以为了要准备课程我就把他的人生一些圣经上的记载再次给他看了，回顾一次啊。
And for the lessons I had read through again,all the recordings of his journey.
保罗可以说是新约最重要的工人之一啊。
He's considered one of the most important workers in the New Testament.
他所做的工作不但影响到当代的使徒教会。
And his work not only influenced the workers in his generation.
甚至影响到我们今天所有的信徒。
But also influenced all of our members today.
这样的一个工人服侍主三十多年了。
And for this type of worker who has served the Lord for over 30 years.
但是在短暂的三十多年里面却留下了影响千代的能力啊。
He have left a huge influence for many generations after him.
很多很多人都很希望自己能够像保罗一样。
And many of us want to be like Paul.
能够在有限的生命里面活出一个更有价值的人生来。
And to live out a meaningful life out of this limited time.
一个人的人生要有价值。
And for someone to have a meaningful life.
一个人的生活要有意义。
And to for someone's life to have value.
一个人在走过一生回头不希望留下遗憾。
And for someone to walk through his life without regrets.
他就必须要先找出他人生的目标在哪里。
And first, you have to seek out what is his goal of life.
有的人活很长。
Some people might live for a long time.
但是忙忙碌碌，不知道为何而忙。
But they often busy themselves for no reason.
所以走过人生一辈子，回头一看，哎呀，非常的空虚。
And after they walk through their life, they look back and they feel very empty.
虽然活得长。
Although they lived a long age,
但是当中意义不多啊。
But not much value or meaning to it.
有些人活得很长。
Some people live a long time.
或者是活得很短。
Or live a short time.
但是在这当中他与这个世界或与他身旁的人都带来大大的好处啊。
But they brought much benefits to the people around him.
甚至有的人在很短的人生里面能够改变这个世界啊。
And for some people, they were able to change the world.During their short time.
有的人在自己的短暂在自己的生命当中能够留下许多感人影响家人的事迹啊。
And throughout his life, he was able to leave behind things that have moved others.
所以我们看到身边有些默默无名的人。
And so before us, the people who are nameless.
当他们离开世界的时候却从世界各地有那个感念他们恩德的人一同聚集啊。
And but when they are passing this world, when they pass away from this world,Many have come here to pay tribute.
我还记得当我外婆离世的时候
And my grandmother passed away.
我外婆她本身是一个很普通很普通的这个上一代的一个很普通的妇女啊。
And she's just a very ordinary person.
就是在家里养大孩子。
And she stayed home to raise kids.
就是家里有个工厂就是在工厂里帮忙。
And within the family, there was a factory and she worked there.
她也没有读书。
And she never had education.
她也不识字。
And she doesn't know how to read.
在这个世界上是叫做非常平凡的一个人。
And in this world, she was considered a much ordinary person.
但是在她的丧礼当中看出她原来不是这么的平凡啊。
And, but in her funeral, we can come to see that she was not ordinary.
在她的丧礼当中很多很多我们不认识的人都出现啊。
There are many people that we have not come to know have arrived.
很多人在她丧礼上哭得啊泣不成声啊。
And so people wept bitterly in her funeral.
我们就觉得很奇怪，为什么陌生人啊跑到丧礼场上来这样大哭呢？
And why all these why all these strangers come to the funeral and weep so much?
一问才知道，原来我外婆在暗处在私下慢慢的少少的帮助过很多的人啊。
Then we come to realize that you've helped many many people, in secret.
那甚至当他自己没有的时候
，even during the time that she had not.
哦，他为了帮助比他更需要的人呐、啊，还跑去借钱呐、啊。
And in order for her to help people who have more needs than her, she went to borrow money.
但是他一辈子都没有讲过这些事情。
And but she never mentioned this to anyone in her life.
所以做孩子的、做孙子的，我们完全不知道。
And so for children or grandchildren, so nobody knew.
但是他被人所纪念啊。
But she was remembered by many.
所以虽然他活了一个很普通、很平凡的人生
，although she lived an ordinary life，
但是在许多人的心中，他却是一个不平凡的人物。
But in many people's hearts, she's extraordinary.
所以我们要问问自己啊。
So let's ask ourselves.
我们要怎么样才能够活出一个有意义、有价值的生命来？
How can we live out a meaningful and valuable life?
老师，我们在走完人生的这一条道路啊、哦、
，As we walk through the journey of life,
能够不但被人所纪念
，Not only will be remembered by others,
更要被神所纪念。
But more so, we need to be remembered by God.
所以要活出有意义的人生
，In order to live a life of meaning,
就要认清人生的目标在哪里。
We have to understand what is our goal.
认清人生的目标
，And to fully understand the goal of life,
就要知道你努力的方向在哪里。
Then you can determine your effort. Determine where you should put your effort.
哦，所以我们来看一看保罗的人生。
So let's look at the life of Paul.
这个圣经上活出最有价值生命的人，他目标到底是什么
？And what is the goal of Paul who had lived his life to the full of meanings?
我们看一下《使徒行传》哦。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传的第二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
第十五节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 15.
《使徒行传》第二十六章第十五节
，Acts chapter 26 verse 15。
十五节，我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”十六节
，16。
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见和我将要指示你的事证明出来。十七节
17.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。十八节
18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业啊！那这个是保罗在信主时候所发生的事情啊。
And this is the event recorded when Paul came to believe in the Lord.、
哦、我们都知道保罗啊，原本是一个什么？一个逼迫耶稣、逼迫基督徒的人啊。
We all knew that Paul was someone who persecuted Jesus.
啊，但是呢、啊，在这里啊，神亲自的选召他了。
But God Himself has chosen him.
一道光照在他的身上。
A great light shone upon him.
保罗扑倒在地上。
He fell down on the ground.
啊，他就瞎了哈、哦。
And he became blind.
那、啊、这时。然后呢，他就觉得很奇怪，为什么会这样子呢
？And he was curious why did this happen？
我在努力为神工作啊
！And he's working hard for the Lord。
我在努力逼迫基督徒啊
！He's working hard to persecute the Christians。
为什么会有天上有光照我，让我瞎掉了呢
？And why is there such a great light that make me blind？
那为什么会有这个声音说保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我呢
？And why is there such a sound telling me, Paul, Paul, you've been You're persecuting me.
啊，在这里啊，这保罗就问出了他人生最重要的一个问题啊。
And so now he asks one of his most important questions he ever asked.
他说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
And he said, "Who are you?"
保罗一直以为自己很认识神啊。
And he often think that he knows the Lord.
因为他从小在犹太教长大。
He grew up under the Jewish religion.
因为他对旧约圣经非常的熟悉。
He's very knowledgeable of the Old Testament.
因为他是一个有身份、有地位、有知识的人。
Because someone with status and knowledge.
所以他觉得，哎呀，我最认识我的主啦。
So he knows that he knows the Lord the best.
但是在这里啊，他却问出了他人生的第一个也是最重要的问题啊。
But now he asks one of the most important questions of his life.
就是我侍奉了一辈子的主，你到底是谁啊？
And Lord, who are you that I have served my entire life?
我们今天来信耶稣啊。
And today we come to believe in Jesus.
我们今天来这里聚会。
We come here to have service.
每个人到这里都有不同的原因啊。
We come here with different reasons.
啊，有的人是因为从小在教会长大。
And some of us have grown up in church.
啊，所以啊，不自觉的就来了。
And so, we have come here in as a habit.
啊，有的人啊是被父母逼来的。
And people are being brought here under the pressure of their parents.
你不来，我就不煮饭给你吃哦。
If you don't come, you will not have meal to eat.
拿着棍子，你不来看看啊。
And they have a stick and said, try to see if you don't go to church.
所以有的小朋友啊，可能是哎呀，从小被棍子打来教会的啊。
So maybe some children are forced to come here.
那有人为什么来教会？
And some people come here for one reason.
啊，可能是听到，哦哟，教会里面有神迹、有奇事可以医病啊，就来了。
And they have heard that the miracles and signs, and they started coming.
啊，有的人是因为觉得，哎呀，我的人生需要一个信仰，我需要一个救主，所以来到教会了。
And some people come to see that they need a salvation and a savior in their lives.
啊，但是啊，不管为什么来到教会
，And regardless of the reason you came to church,
都没有关系。
It's not important.
因为今天你已经在这里了。
Because you are here today.
啊，但是既然我们来到这里了。
And so once we're here.
啊，我们就要问问自己一个很重要的问题啊。
So we have to ask ourselves one of the important questions.
我们来聚会。
We'll come to service.
我们追求信仰。
We pursue our faith.
我们寻找神。
We seek God.
我们每个礼拜六都来。
We'll come here every Sabbath.
我们跪下来祷告。
And we kneel down to pray.
但是主啊，你是谁啊？
But Lord, who are you?
我到底认不认识这个主呢？
And do I know this Lord?
这个主对我的人生又有什么关系呢？
What does he have to do with my life?
我为什么要信他？为什么要追求他呢？
And why do I have to seek after him and believe in him?
问问自己。
So ask yourself.
我到底要什么？
And what do you want?
所以一个人信耶稣一定要认识耶稣。
And so for someone to believe in Jesus, you have to come to know Jesus.
因为认识耶稣才能够被托付人生的使命。
And in order for you to know Jesus, then you can lay down the commission of life.
得到人生的使命，你才能够活出人生的价值。
In order to receive the mission of life, then you will live a life of value.
我说在这里，保罗说：“主啊，你是谁？”
So Paul said, "Lord, who are you?"
主说：“我告诉你我是谁。”
And Lord said, "The Lord says, I will tell you who I am."
我就是你所逼迫的那个耶稣啊。
I am the Jesus who you are persecuting.
因为保罗这时候认识了耶稣。
Because Paul now knows Jesus.
所以他的人生开始改变了。
So his life has changed.
哦，神就给他的一个使命。
And so God entrusted him in a commission.
让他活出一个有价值的生命来。
For him to live out a meaningful life.
所以我们认识耶稣吗？
So do we know Jesus?
耶稣跟我们是什么关系？
What is the relationship of Jesus to us?
我为什么要来教会？
So why do we come to church?
主啊，你是谁？
And Lord, who are you?
那接下来呢？主耶稣就开始差派他了。
And so now, Jesus has commended him.
啊，在这里说，你起来站着哈。
And get up on your feet.
他说，我向你显现是有目的的。
And I appear to you for a reason.
今天我们来到这里都是有目的的。
And so we all come here with a reason.
为什么全世界有这么多人，神特别把你带到这里来
？And there's so many people in the world. Why did God bring you here?
为什么让你来美国
？And why you came?Why you were able to come to the United States?
为什么让你来纽约？
Why you were able to come to New York?
为什么让你今天来到这里，坐在这边聚会？
Why is it that you were able to be here today, sitting here?
因为主说我是有使命给你的。
Because Jesus said, I have a reason for you to be here.
他说我特意向你显现啊。
So I appear to you.
啊，不要以为你来这里是因为你喜欢来，你高兴来，你想来就可以来的。
And don't think that you came here because you wanted to and you like it. You like to be here.
有的人想来也没有办法来啊。
Some people want to be here and they couldn't be here.
有人想找不到啊。
And people are finding their ways and cannot find it.
所以今天你来到这里。
But today you came here.
因为主 特意向你显现啊。
Because the Lord appeared to you.
显现做什么？
And appeared to you for what reason?
在这里说要叫你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事讲出来，证明出来啊。
And so appoint him as a servant, as a witness, for what he has seen and done.
哦，所以神召我们来这里有什么目的？
So what is the purpose Jesus called us to be here?
保罗人生的价值在哪里？
What is the meaning of Paul's life?
因为他被召被差做仆人。
Because he's been called to be a servant of the Lord.
做见证。
And to be a witness.
将所看见的，所学习到的，向别人分享啊。
And to share what he have learned and what he have heard.
所以你的人生要有价值吗？
So do you want to have a meaningful life?
很困难也很简单啊。
It's difficult and easy at the same time.
这人生要怎么有价值？
How can we have a meaningful life?
非常简单的，你去传福音就好了。
Very easy, you can go preach the gospel.
一个人的灵魂胜过全世界的财富啊。
And the soul for one person surpassed the wealth of the entire world.
你只要传福音给一个人。
If you can preach the gospel to one person,
然后努力帮助他认识耶稣,
and to help him to know Jesus,
最后看着他进入恩典得到真理,
and to see him enter grace and receive the truth,
你就发达了,
then you succeeded.
你赚的比全世界的财富都多啊,
and have earned more than the world.
那在天上有你的丰富的恩典财富累积给你啊,
and there are abundant inheritance in heaven waiting for you.
你的人生非常有意义啊,
then there's full of meanings for your life.
你对教会非常有价值啊。
And you are very valuable to the church.
所以非常简单的，你只要传福音给一个人，你就有价值啦。
And so very easy, if you can preach to one person, then you become valuable.
哦，这真是神给保罗的使命啊。
So this is the commission from Jesus to Paul.
神没有给保罗什么，哇，很伟大，很伟大的目标，没有的。
And God did not give him a great mission.
没有叫保罗建立二十间教会，一百间教会，没有。
And to ask him to establish 20 or 30 churches.
神跟保罗说，我招你了。来就是传福音
and Jesus said to him that I call you to preach the gospel
因为在神眼中这是最大的价值最高的福气啊
because in the eyes of the Lord this is the greatest work
在马可福音里面记载哦
in the book of Mark
我们可以看一下哦我们看马可福音
the book of Mark
我们看马可福音的第马可福音的第一章哈
，Mark chapter one，
马可福音第一章
，Mark chapter one，
马可福音第一章的第二十二节
，chapter one verse 22。
马可福音第一章二十二节啊
，Chapter one verse 22。
二十二节，众人稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。我们看第二十七节
，27。
二十七节，众人都惊讶，彼此说：“这是什么事？这是新道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。我们再看第三十一节
，verse 31。
三十一节，耶稣近前来拉着他的手，扶他起来，热就退了。三十二节
，32。
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的、被鬼附的来耶稣跟前。三十三
，33。
合成的人都聚集在门前。三十四，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，赶出许多的鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。我们再看第三十七节
，verse 37。
三十七节，遇见了就对耶稣说啊，众人都在找你呀、啊。三十八节
，38。
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去到邻近的村庄，我好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。那这个是主耶稣自己讲的。
This is spoken by Jesus.
那当主耶稣在世的时候
，When he was still alive，
我们在这里看他做了几件事情。
He did a few things here.
啊，他在这里讲道理给信徒给人听。
He's teaching the gospel to the people.
他赶鬼。
He drove out demons.
他医病。
He healed the sick.
但是最后他离开。
But lastly, he left.
那这里说好多人都在找耶稣啊。
And here's that many are seeking after Jesus.
耶稣啊，你再来啊，要医病啊，要赶鬼啊，要显神迹啊。
And there's a saying that Jesus should come here to heal the sick and drive out demons.
这里说众人都在找你啊。
The multitudes are looking for you.
希望你变饼啊，让我们富足啊。
So that you can make bread for us and make miracles.
希望你医病啊，让我们不会生病啊。
And so heal the sick that won't heal the illness so we will not be sick.
但是主耶稣说什么？
But what did Jesus say?
主耶稣有没有回去？
Did he go back?
主耶稣没有回到那个村庄哦。
He did not go back to the same village.
主耶稣说，让我们往别处去啊。
He said, allow us to go elsewhere.
去别的村庄传福音。
To go elsewhere to preach.
他说，因为我是为这事而来的。
Because I have came here for that reason.
所以主耶稣为什么来到这个世界？
So why did he come to the world?
不是来帮你医病的。
Not to be here to heal you.
不是来帮你赶鬼的。
Not to be here to drive out your demons.
更不是来变饼让你吃饱的。
And not to make bread for you.
主耶稣说，我是为福音而来啊。
He came here for his gospel.
所以我们今天信耶稣啊，观念也要正确啊。
And so today we have to have the right mentality.
什么是最重要的爱心，最大的爱心？
What is the greatest love?
什么是最重要的圣功？
What is the greatest holy work?
这里主耶稣对保罗说，
And Paul, Jesus said to Paul,
说我特派你做传福音的工人啊。
I have appointed you to do the work of to do the work of preaching.
使人灵魂得救，在神眼里这是最大的善功。
And to save a soul is the greatest work in the eyes of God.
所以我们今天呢，要让人生有价值，很简单，传福音。
And so today is very easy to bring value to your life. That is to preach the gospel.
我们看回来《使徒行传》第十七章啊。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 17.
第二十六章十七节啊。
Acts chapter 26, verse 17.
使徒行传的第二十六章第十七节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 17.
他说：“我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手啊！”这里是神主耶稣对保罗讲的第二件事情啊。
This is the second thing Jesus said to Paul.
第一件事情就是叫你去传福音。
And the first thing is to preach the gospel.
第二件事情是叫你预备面对苦难。
And second is to prepare yourself for hardship.
为什么要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手？
And what does it mean to save you from your own people and the Gentiles?
你就是会很惨才需要救你嘛。
Because you will be very pitiful that you need to be saved.
你就会是面对苦难，所以才需要救你啊。
And you will face suffering, that's why you need to be saved.
你就是会被人所排挤，被人所攻击，才需要救你啊。
You will be attacked, That's why you need to be saved.
所以在这里，神先告诉保罗啊。
And so God said to him first.
这项的圣功从来不是容易的。
And this type of holy work is never easy.
不要以为啊，哇，神托付给你的一个使命。
And don't think that God entrusted a commission to you.
你就可以到处吃香的喝辣的，看神迹啊，显异能啊。
Then you will be popular everywhere. You will see miracles everywhere you go.
走到哪里啊，大家就哇，请你吃饭啊。
That everywhere you go, people will treat you to meals.
在这里，神对保罗说啊。
And God has said to Paul.
他说你要为我受苦啊
！That you must suffer for me。
所以我们今天啊，信耶稣。
And so today we believe in Jesus。
为了信仰的缘故
，for the sake of our faith。
为了真理的缘故
，for the sake of the truth。
我们会受苦啊
！That we will suffer。
我们看看圣经。
And if we look at the Bible，
圣经里面哪一个神所重用的人没有受过苦啊
？And which worker used by God never suffered？
亚伯拉罕受过苦啊
，Abraham has suffered。
以撒受过苦
，Isaac suffered。
雅各受过苦
，Jacob suffered。
约瑟受过苦
，Joseph has suffered too。
每一个神要用的工人都需要经过苦难的操练
，And every worker used by God must be trained through suffering。
以利亚受过苦
，Isaiah has suffered。
以利沙受过苦
，Elisha has also suffered。
以赛亚受过苦
Isaiah suffered.
耶利米受过苦
Jeremiah suffered.
你说旧约哪一个大先知没有受过苦的
Which major prophets in the Old Testament have not suffered?
新约也是一样啊
Same in the New Testament.
代表耶稣基督他没有受苦吗
And Jesus, have he not suffered?
耶稣为你受过苦
And Jesus have suffered for you.
彼得保罗
Peter and Paul.
你说哪一个大使徒被神所用的人没有受过苦的
Which great apostle have not suffered in his life.
所以圣经里面给我们一个非常简单的观念。
So there's a very easy concept from the Bible.
为了信仰的缘故，你要忍受苦难。
And for the sake of your faith, you must endure these sufferings.
有时候你说我不想啊，我不要啊。
And sometimes you will say, I rather not.
但是神说我要你受苦啊。
But Jesus said, I want you to suffer.
所以在雅歌哈，在雅歌里面有一段很有趣的对话。
In the Song of Solomon, there's
雅歌和圣经里面哈，第二章第一节啊。
There was an interesting verse.
我们来看一下雅歌的第二章第一节啊。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
雅歌第二章第一节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 1.
雅歌的第二章第一节。
Song of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 1.
在传道书的后面哈。
After Ecclesiastes.
雅歌第二章第一节
Song of Songs chapter 2 verse 1、
啊、第一节我是沙伦的玫瑰花是谷中的百合花第二节
2.
我的佳偶在女子中好像百合花在荆棘里啊啊、这是一段很有趣的对话、哦、
This is an interesting conversation
第一节跟第二节是不同的人讲的、哦、
And verse 1 and 2 is said by a different person
第一节是太太就是我们信徒所说的
First is spoken by the wife like the believers
我是沙伦的玫瑰哇好美
I am the rose of Sharon, I'm beautiful
我是谷中的百合哇好悠哉好悠闲
I'm the lily of the valley, I'm very restful
有这个谷把我保护起来我在里面生长的摇曳生长的美丽
And this valley here covered and protected me, I was able to bloom
沙伦的玫瑰啊沙伦那个地方啊是靠天吃饭的
And the place of Sharon is
靠天上下雨啊它是沙漠
relied upon the rain from heaven.
如果有下雨，玫瑰就很漂亮。
If rain falls down, the rose will be beautiful.
哦，所以啊，这里是啊，我是玫瑰，我是百合。
And here it says, I'm like the rose, I'm like the lily.
但是我是要靠天吃饭，我要幽谷保护，我要那个山谷把我保护起来。
But he's dependent upon the rain from sky and also dependent upon the valley.
我们都喜欢活在神的恩典当中。
So we like to live under the grace of God.
最好天天见神迹啊，天天看恩典啊。
And it will be great that we can see miracles every day.
最好天天有保护啊，凡事能顺利啊。
And it's best that we can be protected every day and everything we do be successful.
这是我们所希望的。
That's what we hope for.
但是你看第二节。
But if we look at the second verse.
第二节是谁讲的
？Second verse was said by who?
第二节是先生新郎讲的。
And second is said by the husband.
第二节是天父所说的。
Second verse is said by the heavenly father.
他说啊，我的佳偶啊，我的太太，我的美丽的太太。
It says my darlings.
啊，是谁？就是你。
And which is you?
他说啊，我的太太呀、啊，是百合花。在荆棘里啊
And my darling is like the lily among thorns.
哦，所以啊，神对我们的期望跟我们所盼望的是不一样的啊。
So the hope from God and our hope toward God is different.
如果有选择，我喜欢在山谷神的环绕、神的保护当中。
If I have a choice, I want to be protected by the value of God.
但是在这里，神说我的美丽的太太是那。荆棘中长出来的百合
But here God has said My darling is the lily living among the thorns
荆棘就是苦难
Thorns represent suffering
荆棘就是信仰上的压力
Which is the pressure from our faith
荆棘就是环境当中给你的困难
Which is the difficulty that we face in our environment
在困难的环境当中还能够出落成洁净的百合才是神的佳偶啊
And if you were able to live under those harsh environments, then you can be considered the darling of God.、
哦、所以在这里啊，神已经告诉我们很清楚了。
And so God has told us clearly.
我们的人生当中会活在荆棘的环境里面。
That we will live under the condition of thorns.
但是没有关系啊。
But it's good. It's okay.
因为在这里，神对保罗说
，Because God has said to Paul,
他说我会救你脱离。犹太人跟外邦人的手啊
，and God would deliver him out of the hands of the Gentiles and also the Jews.
虽然你在荆棘当中
，although we live among thorns，
但是神从来没有离开过我们。
God have never departed from us.
虽然我们人生当中有苦难
，and so we have difficulties in life.
但是在眼泪之后，神总是会给我们开出一条活路来。
After our tears, God will open a new way for us.
所以圣经上告诉我们啊
，so the Bible tells us.
他说，当我们经过流泪谷哦
，and after we walk through the valley of tears，
我们会来到欢喜的泉源
We will come to a joyful fountain
因为圣经里面告诉我们
Because the Bible has told us
他说神从不撇下我们为孤儿啊
And God will never leave us as orphans
所以不管你现在生在什么样的环境里面
So regardless of the environment that you live in today
我们千万要相信一件事情
We have to believe in one thing
就是我的主绝不撇下我为孤儿啊
That God will never leave us as an orphan
在这里神对保罗说
And God has said to Paul
我必要拯救你脱离敌人的手啊
Then I will deliver you from the hands of your enemies.
哦，所以一个基督徒要受苦。
So for a Christian, we will have to suffer.
但是在苦难当中能够看见主啊。
But in our sufferings, we have to see God.
而在苦难当中啊，能够挤出我们的信心来啊。
And with under these sufferings, we're able to push out our faith.
啊，台湾有一个老长老哈。
And so there's an older, there's an older in Taiwan.
你们可能都认识啊，那个台湾的谢顺道长老啊，很有名啊。
There's a, many of us may have known him, Elder Shay.
啊，这谢长老啊，人生当中啊，见证神迹非常多啊。
And with during his life, he had many, many testimonies of God.
啊，所以啊，每次听他的见证，都会觉得说，哇，神在他的家里的恩典真是大啊。
So every time we hear the testimony, we feel his family has.Receive many blessings from God.
他说啊，有一次啊，他们在过年的时候哦。
And so there's one time, during around New Year.
那早期啊，传道生活非常的苦啊，那个经济很差。
And during the early days, the pastors live a very harsh condition.
哦，所以小孩子想要吃年糕哦，过年要吃年糕嘛。
And so during the Chinese New Year, children would like to eat rice cakes.
啊，但是啊，年糕啊，炸年糕用很多油啊。
But in order to cook the rice cake, it will need require a lot of oil.
在那个年代，油是配给品啊，不是你就要买就有的、啊。
And so, during those years, the oil is supplemented by the government.
哦，所以他们家只有剩下一点点油啊。
And so his house only have a little oil left.
啊，长老娘就想说怎么办？小孩想吃年糕，家里没有油。
And so his wife was thinking, what can we do?
他就想到说圣经上说哦。
And he really and he thought about what the Bible says.
有一个用不完的油的啊见证啊，圣经里面记载的。
And the Bible records there was a miracle of endless oil.
啊，他们就一起祷告，他就跟小朋友一起祷告啊。
And so they start praying with the children.
神啊，家里没有油啊。
And Lord, there's no oil in the house.
神啊，小朋友要吃年糕啊。
And Lord, children wants to eat rice cake.
祷告完起来就开始倒啊。
And so after they finish praying, they start pouring the oil.
一面倒一面祷告啊。
And they will pray as they pour.
小孩子就围着那个炉旁边啊，哈利路亚，一直跳，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，油就一直滴下来啊。
And so the children were surrounding the pot and continued to pray.
那真的，圣经上讲的都不会骗人啊。
So it's true, the Bible recorded what, it's all real.
啊，他就亲自体验到了用不完的油哦。
And so he personally experienced.Endless oil.
啊，他说他们生命当中啊，见证好多啊。
And in his life, there are many testimonies.
啊，所以啊，我们有时候都会有的信徒就会跟他说哦。
And so some members would say to him,
长老啊，你的信心好大啊。
And elder, you have a great faith.
哇，长老，你对神真是有信心。
And you really have a great faith toward God.
你知道每次跟他这样讲，他怎么说吗
？And When people say to him, what will he respond?
你要是有机会遇到他，你自己试试看啊、哦。
You could try this yourself.
你跟他讲，长老，你好有信心啊。
And if you say, elder, you have a lot of faith.
他都是用一种很奇怪的表情这样看着人啊、哦。
He will have a strange look toward you.
信心都是被逼的，好吗
？And he will say that faith come out of
pressure.
Pressure.
他说信心是好像挤牙膏一样哦，要挤挤挤把它挤出来的。
And your faith is like pushing out the toothpaste.
啊，你没有信心，你要怎么办？你走投无路啦。
And if you don't have faith, what we do? You have nowhere to go.
你就只能祷告靠神，你还能怎么办？那只能祷告，信心就出来啦。
And you only can pray to God and hope for the best.
我说有时候我们常听到哦，说非洲见证很多啊。
And often we hear that there are many testimony from Africa.
奇怪啊，非洲神迹这么多，怎么这边好像比较少啊
？And why is it there's so many miracles in Africa and so few here?
很简单的、啊，他们是被逼的啊。
And it's very easy. They're under a lot of pressure.
我告诉你我到非洲信心也很大、啊、
And I could tell you when I went to Africa, I also have a great faith.
我到非洲的信心比我现在大多了。
And when I go to Africa, I have a better faith than what I have now.
为什么？被逼的啊。
And that's because of the pressure.
你没有信心，你怎么活下去都不知道啊。
If you don't have faith, you don't know how you would live on.
在房子里面有蛇，有蛇，有蝎子，有蜈蚣，有什么？有蜘蛛，什么都有啊。
And so when you live under the roof, there are snakes, there are scorpions, there are spiders.
你躺下去，你不知道床上有什么啊。
And as you lay down, you don't know what's next to you.
每次看到有东西跑过去，哎，那是什么？
Every time you see something run around, you ask, what is that?
啊，每次那个信徒都跟我讲，哦、very bad, very bad. 他说，哦，这个很不好，很不好哦。
And then,
很毒啊，都很多很有毒的东西在那里啊。
And then all the members would say to me, oh, that's not good.
但是你在那里，你就不会觉得怎么样啊。
And but if you're here, you don't feel it.
你觉得在那里，神就一定要保守你，一定会保守你啊。
And you know that if you live here, God would protect you.
那所以我们都常跟那个去那边的那个信徒，去那边的帮忙的工的人说哦。
And so I often talk to the helpers who travel with us.
啊、哦，你放心的、啊，不会死啦。
And just don't think too much. You will not die.
啊、哦，为什么不会死？
And why you will not die?
死了一个哈，以后就没有人敢来啦。
Because if one have died, no one will come again.
我们是跟那个志工啦，那个义务的志工哈，说放心，不会死。
And so we tell the volunteer workers, don't worry, you will not die.
我们可不会对传道讲这种话啊。
But we will not say the same to the pastors.
啊，传道的命在神的手中啊，让你死在非洲就死在非洲吧。
And because the life of the pastor is in the hands of the Lord.
啊，但是我们都跟那个哈去那里的志工说，你放心，不会死。
And we also told them, don't worry, you will never die.
死一个志工啊，以后就没有人敢来帮忙了。
If one has died, no one will ever come again.
我说，也到非洲你就自然信心大了。
So if you go, once you go to Africa, your faith would just grow.
被逼的啊。
That is under a tremendous pressure.
自然而然你就信心就来了。
And so naturally the faith will come.
人家一个人走进会堂里面。
So one person walking into the chapel,
就看到你而已啊。
And only sees you.
你是这里的，你是这个教会的人吗？
Are you the member of the church?
哦，是啊，是啊，是啊。
Yes.
你们教会有神同在啊？是啊，是啊，是啊。
Do you have God with you with the church?
你们教会会医病赶鬼？
Can your church heal the sick and cast out demons?
啊，是啊，是啊，是啊。
And we say yes.
你等着，他就带一个病人进来给你。
And if you wait, he will bring a sick to you.
我就遇到过带了一个被鬼附的就进来啦。
And someone brought in a demon possessed.
他说：“你不是说会赶鬼吗？来。”
Didn't you say you know how to cast out demons? Do it now.
啊，头摸一摸啊！刚刚才讲的说我们教会可以赶鬼啊，祷告啊。
And so we just said that before, so we have to kneel down and pray.
祷告鬼就赶出去了，就是这样子啊。
When we kneel down and we cast out the demon,
逼的啊。
And this is under the pressure.
所以苦难的环境磨练一个人的信心啊。
And so harsh environment would test a person.
所以约伯说哦。
And so Job has said.
约伯说在经过苦难的熬炼啊。
And through the trial of suffering.
他说我要像金子一样发光啊。
And I will shine like a fine gold.
诗篇119篇告诉我们哦。
And Psalm 101 tells us.
他说我受苦之后就明白了神的话啦。
That after suffering I come to know the words of God.
那真的啊，人生有时候就是这样子啊。
And so sometimes indeed life is like this.
有时候我们期望自己好像谷中的百合。
And sometimes we wish to be like the lily of the valley.
却不知道神为什么把我们丢到患难的荆棘。
But we don't know why God had thrown us into the thorns.
答案很简单。
The answer is simple.
因为荆棘使你美丽。
Because the thorns will make you beautiful.
荆棘使你成长。
And the thorns will make you grow.
荆棘使你超越。
And the thorns will make you surpass.
但是在这里神对保罗说。
But God has told Paul here.
他说你放心。
And you should have a peace of mind.
因为我必救你脱离他们的手。
Because I will deliver you out of their hands.
所以苦难不会长久。
So sufferings will not be long.
总有一条路给你开出来。
There will be a way open for you.
但是强者。却可以存活下来。
Those who are strong will survive.
谁是强者？
Who are the strong?
就是懂得在患难中依靠主的人啊。
And are those who know how to rely on the Lord when they're suffering.
我们看回来诗篇的第26篇啊。
Psalm chapter 26.
第十八节。
Psalm chapter 26 verse 18.
诗篇的第十，二十六篇第十八节。
26 verse 18.
啊，十八节，我猜你到他们那里去。第二十六篇十八节，
没错，
使徒行传啊，使徒行传，使徒行传的第二十六篇第十八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26 verse 18。
十八节
，verse 18。
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业啊。那这个是保罗啊，这是神告诉保罗说你必须要做的事情。
And this is the things that God has commanded to Paul.
也是一个人要怎么样得救的方法。
And also the method for someone to be saved.
我们常说要怎么得救。
And we often talk about how to be saved.
怎么得救？你们都知道吧
？Do you know how to be saved?
我们常问你啊，怎么得救？怎么得救
？And we ask you how can you be saved?
真耶稣教会的信徒都知道啊。
And true Jesus Church members knows this.
得救叫做悔改。
And first is repent.
洗礼
and baptize,
然后求圣灵
and ask for the Holy Spirit,
然后行在主路上
and to walk under the path of the Lord,
啊，就会得救，就这么简单啊。
Then you would receive salvation.
啊，是不是得救这么简单？
Is it really that simple?
但是为什么要这样做呢？
So why do we have to do it this
way? 你看在这里哦，神跟保罗怎么说？
And what did God say to Paul?
他说你到底做这些事的目的是什么？
And what is the ultimate purpose for you to do this?
所以啊，悔改求悔改洗礼求圣灵，这个是步骤， 这个是得救的步骤。
And repent and receive the Holy Spirit. This is only the pathway.
你要经过这些步骤啊，是的，你可以得救。
And you have to walk through this path.To receive the salvation.
但是这些步骤后面的精神跟意义到底是什么？
But what is the meaning behind this path?
那个才是真正得救的内容啊。
That is the true meaning of salvation.
你为什么要悔改？
And why do you repent?
为什么要洗礼？
Why do you have to be baptized?
为什么要求圣灵？
Why do you seek the Holy Spirit?
为什么要行在主道上？
Why do you have to walk in the Lord, the path of the Lord?
有时候我们只知道说，我就是照着这样做。
Sometimes we only think that this is the way we just have to do it.
但是这个叫做过程。
But that is only a way of doing it.
我们要找出它真正实质上的精神。
But we have to seek out the spirit of these methods.
什么叫做救恩的精神？
What is the spirit of the salvation?
就在这里，神对保罗所说的。
It's what God has said to Paul here.
你怎么得救？
How can you be saved?
你怎么让人得救？
How can you allow others to be saved?
第一个，让他们眼睛得开啊。
And first, open their eyes.
你生命当中的价值在哪里？在你眼睛得开。
And the meaning of your life is depend upon your eyes.Able to see.
我们里面有一个人。
Inside us, there's a person.
这里面有一双眼。
Inside you, there's a pair of eyes.
这双眼被世界的神所弄瞎了。
And these eyes are being blind by the gods of this world.
啊，这是圣经上告诉我们的哦。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
我说我们的眼睛其实是瞎的啊。
And our eyes are really blind.
所以我们不断的在追求那些有价值，但是不是最有价值的。
So often we pursue other things of value, but which is not really valuable.
因为我们眼睛是瞎的，所以我们看不到自己应该要去哪里。
Because our eyes are blind, we do not know where we're going.
而不知道人生到底要追求什么。
We don't know what are we pursuing after.
更不知道人生最后的终结在哪里。
And we do not know where is the end point of life.
所以混了一生。
So you have lived through your life.
然后在恐惧当中死亡。
And you died under trembleness, fear.
所以在这里说啊，神说我让你，你要让。借着道理使人眼睛得看见啊。
And so God said, through the gospel, I will allow your eyes to see.
所以弟兄姐妹，你的眼睛得看见了吗？
So brothers and sisters, have your eyes were able to see?
还是你里面那双眼还是一样的黑暗，还是一样的瞎，还是瞎的呢？
Or your eyes are still blind in darkness.
在以弗所书第一章告诉我们啊。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us.
他说我们啊要求那个世人智慧跟启示的灵啊。
We have to seek after the spirit of wisdom.
求神开我们里面的心眼。
And for God to open our spiritual eyes.
这样我们看见那给我们预备的是何等丰盛的荣耀跟价值。
And to see the abundant grace that God has offered us.
今天很多人信耶稣，但是看不到信仰的价值。
A lot of people today believe in Jesus, but cannot see the value of faith.
所以来教会可能是来做生意的。
And so perhaps they come to church for a business reason.
来教会可能是来交朋友的。
Come to church to make friends.
来教会可能是来找未来的先生或太太的。
Will come to church to look for a future wife or husband.
啊，真的啊，有的很多人啊，来教会啊，在寻找他认为有价值的目标。
So it's true that a lot of people come here to look for what they think is valuable.
但是如果我们的眼睛没有得开，
if we were not able to open our eyes,
我们会觉得这些东西都很有价值。
And we would feel that these things are valuable.
那财富很有价值啊。
And wealth is valuable.
啊，朋友很有价值啊。
And friends are valuable.
一个漂亮的太太很有价值啊。
And a beautiful wife is also very valuable.
哦，所以啊，如果眼睛不得开，这些都很有价值。
And if your eyes are never opened,These things are all valuable.
但是在这里说啊，要叫你的眼睛得开啊。
And here says to open your eyes.
让你看到什么才是人生真正有价值的。
And to see what is truly valuable in life.
所以保罗在以弗所书讲啊。
And so Paul said in Ephesians.
他说当你眼睛得开了啊。
Once your eyes is open.
他说当你看见那个天上为你长存的基业。
If you can see the eternal inheritance in heaven.
看到耶稣为你所预备的荣耀。
And to see the glory that Jesus had prepared for you.
那个才叫做真正人生的价值啊。
That is the true value of life.
好，所以啊，今天要得到大福气，人生要有大意义啊。
And so, in order to receive the great blessing, you have to have a great meaning in life.
你的眼睛要先看见，先打开。
You have to open your eyes and to see.
打开，你就看清楚了。
And once it's open, you can see clearly.
看清楚，你就明白你到底要追求什么。
And once you can see clearly, then you understand what are you pursuing after.
所以在你眼睛打开以后，
And after you open your eyes.
第二个说，在黑暗中归向光明。
And to turn from darkness to light.
啊，在我们认识神以前啊。
And so before we come to know the Lord.
我们的生命都是活在黑暗当中哦。
And we live our life in darkness.
啊，你可能在世界上很成功。
Perhaps you are successful in the
world. 你可能是个好人啊，非常有爱心。
Perhaps you are a good person with much love.
但是你不是属神的。
But you do not belong to the Lord.
所以你不在光明里面。
So you're not in the light.
所以在罗马书里面说。
So Roman told us.
很多时候我们想行的善行不出来啊。
And the good that we want to do, we cannot do.
啊，我们不想做的恶我们一样去做啊。
And the evil that we don't want to do, we often do.
所以保罗说我真是苦啊。
And so Paul often say I'm bitter.
啊，所以啊，我们啊，中国的啊，我们中国的这个我们中国的一个有名的一个文人啊，一个圣人啊。
And so there's a philosopher.
一个大家所尊重，觉得他是一个真的是好品性、好表现的人啊。
And consider a saint, a Chinese saint.
但是他说什么啊
？What did he say?
他说他人生最大的忧愁是什么
？He said, "What is the most sorrowful thing in life?"
就是听到好的事不能做。
And that is to hear great things that he cannot do.
知道自己的过改不掉。
And he know his transgressions, but he cannot change it.
他说这就是我最大的忧愁啊。
He said that is the most sorrowful thing in life.
哦，所以啊，即使一个很努力要行善的人
，So for someone who work very hard to do good，
即使是一个在别人眼中啊已经是超凡入圣的人
，Even for someone who is considered a saint in the eyes of other people，
摸自己的良心
，When he look into his conscience，
发觉说原来我仍然在黑暗当中
，And come to realrealize that he's still living darkness.
啊，但是在这里，神对保罗讲
，And here Paul, God tells Paul,
说借着福音使人从黑暗当中进入光明。
Through the gospel, a man can turn, can turn from darkness to light.
今天圣经也告诉你
，And today the Bible tells us,
你也可以从黑暗的权势归入光明。
You can also transform from darkness into light.
这叫做洗礼的意义啊
，And that is the purpose of baptism.
为什么要洗礼
？Why do we have to be baptized?
不是说啊，我为了洗礼而洗礼啊
，And it's not to say we're baptized for the sake of being baptized.
洗礼很简单啊，真的洗礼，我两秒钟可以洗一个啊。
And so it's very simple. I can probably average baptize someone in under 2 seconds.
真的啊，在洗礼场憋气一二就上来了。
And hold your breath on, and then go down. You come up.
所以洗礼这个动作本身过程非常简单。
The action itself is very simple and quick.
但是它后面代表的意义却非常的不凡。
But the meaning behind it is great.
所以一个人要洗礼，一定要认清楚你为什么要洗礼。
And so for someone to be baptized, you have to truly understand the purpose.
这叫做从黑暗中进入光明啊。
That is to enter into light from darkness.
你已经在光明里面了。
If you're already in light,
就不准再回到黑暗当中。
You should not turn back into darkness.
啊，就像是你已经在美国了。
It's like saying you already came to the United States.
你做了美国的公民。
You became a citizen of the United States.
你就不是中国大陆的公民啊。
That you're no longer a citizen of China.
不同的国家有不同的法律。
And different countries have different laws.
有不同的要求。
And different requirements.
你就要照着这个新的身份来担负你新的责任。
And then you have to live your responsibilities out of this new role.
那所以在这里说，我们要从黑暗当中。要脱离黑暗，要进入光明。
And so here says, depart from darkness and go into light.
从撒旦的权下归向神啊。
And leave the control of Satan and enter into the control of God.
真的，有时候你，有时候我们自己都不知道哦。
And so sometimes unknowingly.
其实啊，有时候，尤其是从小在教会里面长大的人都没有感觉啊。
And so for many of those who grew up in the church, they don't have this feeling.
我们不会觉得外面的人有什么捆绑啊，不会啊。
And we don't feel that outside people have any bondage.
但是但是有些后来来信耶稣的人就知道了啊。
But for those who came to believing later in their life, they have this feeling.
在台湾啊，拜拜得很厉害啊。
And there's a lot of people have worshiping in Taiwan.
初一十五都要拜啊。
And during certain time period, they would have to worship.
不但花钱，而且花很多时间，花很多精神。
And they would spend their time, their energy, and their money to worship.
你以为他们很喜欢拜吗？
Do you really think they like to worship?
你以为拜得很开心，钱花得很快乐吗？
Do you think they're happy that they're spending the money to worship these idols?
很多人不是啊。
And many of them don't feel that way.
但他们不敢不拜。
But they're afraid not to to worship.
为什么不敢不拜？
And why are they afraid?
因为不拜真的会出事哦。
If they don't worship, things might happen.
因为他们是在魔鬼的权下。
Because they're under the reign of the Satan.
所以有一户人家
So there's a family.
有一户人家那个原本都是拜拜拜的很虔诚的。
And so their entire family worshiped idols.
后来有机会来信了耶稣
And through a chance they come to believe in Jesus.
然后有一次又是大拜拜的时候
And during a time of worshiping idols.
结果这他们就不拜了我信耶稣了不拜不拜
了。So they decided they will not worship the idols because they believe in
the Lord. 结果他们在家里的院子在家里的院子
So in their yard.
就看到有几个魔鬼就跑过来了
And they saw some devil that came to their house.
他说有三个魔鬼就过来了。
And the devil came.
就有一个小鬼就对着大鬼说
And the small devil says to the big devil.
就指着那一家，指着那一家，指着他们家。
And they point to the house.
说这一家好可恶居然敢不拜我们。
And this house, how dare them not to worship us?
我们去欺负他，去捉弄他。
We should harm them and pick on them.
结果那个大鬼看了一看
And the big demon says, says,
这一家不可以
And he says, oh, we can't do it.
他说这一家已经信耶稣了，跟我们没有关系啦。
And he says that this family believing Jesus and there's nothing we can do.
好可怕，我们去别家好了。
And said It's very, very dangerous. We should go somewhere else.
所以他们就跑去隔壁家了。
And so they went to the next house.
结果那个人就这样子亲眼看见，他就信心就巩固了。
And so when he saw this by his own naked eyes, so his faith was strengthened.
信了耶稣以后，就不在魔鬼的权势之下了。
Once you believe in Jesus, you're no longer under the control of
Satan. 因为你从黑暗当中进入光明了。
Because you entered into light from darkness.
从撒旦的权下归向神了。
And so now you belong to God from the power of Satan.
这里说又因信我得蒙赦罪
And now you also receive my forgiveness.
所以当我们信了耶稣以后
So after believing Jesus.
有时候我们还是会有一些小的过犯。
We also sometimes make mistakes.
因为我们不是完全。
Because we're not complete.
但是不要变成一种借口
But we should not use as excuse.
反正我本来就不是完全所以我犯罪是应该的是正常的。
And so because we're not complete, so it's okay for me to make those mistakes.
不可以有这种借口
We should not have this type of excuse.
是的，我们不完全。
It's true that we're not perfect.
是的，我们还是会有犯错的机会。
And it's correct that we will still make mistakes.
但是我们要有心智，朝着完全的方向努力
We have to have the determination to strive for perfection.
所以人要努力。
So a man has to work hard.
要有心脱离罪恶。
To have the determination to.
然后再靠着神的帮助越来越好。
And through the help of God, that we could become better.
所以我们今天靠着主的帮助能够变好的。
And so today, through the help of God, we can become better.
在这里说因为信耶稣，你可以得蒙赦罪
And because we believe in Jesus, we will receive the forgiveness of sins.
所以如果当你不小心犯了错。
So unknowingly, if you made a mistake,
记得要跪下来求神赦免。
You should remember to kneel down to ask forgiveness.
但是当你跪下来求神赦免以后
，If you kneel down and ask pray for forgiveness,
你要求神赐给你能力。
You have to ask the Lord to give you strength.
求能力做什么
？And to have the strength for what?
两个原因
，for two reasons.
第一，解决你的问题。
First, to resolve your problems.
第二。不要再犯同样的错误。
And second, not to make the same mistake again.
所以当神赐给你能力
And so once God has given you strength,
赐给你勇气
give you the determination,
你跪下来祷告求赦免
And you kneel down to pray for forgiveness.
你起来找到你得罪的人向他道歉
And you come up and you could go to those who have wronged to ask for forgiveness.
因为认错是需要有勇气的
And to ask for forgiveness requires courage.
然后拿起电话，很抱歉。我错了
And to pick up the phone and say I'm sorry
曾经我看过我自己看到 有一对信徒
And once I saw a couple
两个信徒吵架
There was two members fighting
吵架之后就冷战
After fighting they stopped talking
不讲话
And they don't talk
更糟的是两个是负责人
And both are board members
所以对教会影响非常大
And so it has a great effect on church
两个又都是大家族
And both are from big families
所以这时候造成教会很大的动荡
And so there's a great turmoil in the church
但是在年底的时候
And so during year end
有一个负责人就很勇敢
And so there's a board member who's very courageous
他也觉得很难其实他们都觉得很难过
And they all feel very sad
他们只是希望对方应该要先跟我 道歉。
And they only think that the other should apologize first.
因为是他的错。
Because it was his mistake.
都认为是别人的错啊。
I always think it was the other person's mistake.
但是有个负责人在祷告以后哦。
And so after one member had prayed,
被圣灵感动啊。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他说不能再这样下去了啊。
He said we cannot go on like this.
那这样下去不只是伤害我们。
Not only would this affect us.
伤害我们的家人。
But also affect our family.
更伤害到神的教会。
But also affect the church of God.
所以他跪下来祷告。
So he knelt down and prayed.
起来解决问题。
And he got up to try to solve the problem.
他就拿起电话哦。
And he picked up the phone.
他就跟那个他吵架那个弟兄一年没有讲话，一年没有讲话哦。
And so he called the brother who he have not spoken to for over a year.
他跟那个弟兄说哦。
He said to that brother.
他说我们吵了一年了。
He said we have fought for over a year.
教会影响很大。
And affected the church very much.
现在年底了，让我们不要把这个问题带到明年去。
And it's year end. Let's not bring this issue into next year.
他说我可以去你家喝喝茶吗？
He said, can I go to your house have some tea?
如果是我们，我们会怎么做？
If it was us, what would we do?
我们会说你来我家喝喝茶吧。
And you said, why don't you come to my house to have some tea?
我的主场哎，你来我家，你来我家。
I'm the host, so you should come to my house.
好，我们来解决问题，你来我家啊。
And to solve a problem, you come to my place.
哎，但是这个负责人不是这样子哦。
And but this board member didn't do it.
因为你说你来我家，对方一定不来啊。
If you say that come to my house, the other person will say,
为什么我要去你家？你不会来我家。
Why should I go to your house? Why don't you come to my place?
再吵一年啊。
They will have another fight for a year.
没有啊，这个负责人先降低自己的身段啊、哦。
First, he humbled himself.
他说：“我去你家喝喝茶。”
He said, "I
可以吗
？Can I go to your house to have some tea?"
而且我对方在电话上就沉默很久啊。
And so the other person was very silent for a little bit.
他说：“你不用来。”
He said, "You don't have to come."
他说：“我去你家好了。”
He said, "I come to your house."
真的啊，那一杯茶喝下去，问题就解决了。
And so once they had tea, things were resolved.
所以啊，跪下来祷告是要做什么？
So what's the point of kneeling down to pray?
求神赐给你能力跟智慧去解决你的问题。
And to ask God for strength and wisdom to resolve problems.
跪下来祷告做什么？
What's the purpose of kneeling down to pray?
求神给你能力，让你不要再犯同样的错误。
And ask God for strength not that you will not commit the same mistake again.
信耶稣，相信耶稣有能力使你能够脱离罪恶。
And to believe Jesus that He would help you to depart from these sins.
所以信我得蒙赦罪啊。
So the believing Him to receive forgiveness.
这个赦罪不是只有洗罪哦。
And forgiveness of sins not only to wash your sins.
而是有能力不再犯罪。
But also have the ability not to sin again.
在约翰一书里面说哈。
First John told us.
他说凡从神生的就不一直犯罪啊
！And those who are born from God would not continue to sin.
你不会一直重复在罪中打滚啊
！You will not turn yourself over and over again in sin.
同样的错误，同样的错误一直犯，不会的。
And can continue to make the same mistake over and over.
一个真正从神生的人
，those who are truly born from God.
从错误当中做学习
，and to learn from their mistakes.
从软弱当中成为坚强
，and from their weakness they become strengthened.
好像学生一样，二年级、三年级、四年级。国中、高中、大学一直长大
，and just like a student from elementary to middle school to high school all the way to college, continue to grow，
能够在信仰当中长大成人
，and to grow in faith and become adult，
这叫做得蒙赦罪啊
，that is to receive the forgiveness of sin，
到最后能够同承基业啊
，and in the future we could receive the inheritance.
这叫做人生的价值。
That is the meaning of life.
所以，当我们走完人生的道路啊
，So as we walk through the life journey of life,
不管什么时候，或长或短啊
，And whether it's long or short,
这一条路总是会结束的。
This journey will end.
当人生的道路结束
，And when this journey ends,
就是面对永恒的开始。
That is the start of eternal.
当我们站在神的审判台前
，So when we stand before the judgment seat,
我们要怎么面对神
？How do we face God?
神说：“请问你这一辈子价值在哪里？”
And God asks, "What is the meaning of your entire life?"
神说，请问你为我带来的什么
？And God asks, "What have you brought for me?"
求主耶稣让我们很有把握啊
！And so may Jesus allow us to have the confidence
活出有价值的人生
，to live out a meaningful life，
成为有价值的器皿
，to become a valuable vessel，
为主打的美好的仗
，to fight a great fight for the Lord，
有把握与主同承基业
，and to be confident to receive the inheritance with the Lord，
天国的大门要为你而开
，and the gate of heaven will be open for you。
我们一起唱诗啊、哦、
，Let's sing him。
我们唱诗166首
，Sing him 166。
聚会结束之后呢，要开临时的信徒大会哈。
And so after this, the prayer, we have a temporary congregation meeting.
啊，在过去这里个礼拜，应该有不断的有在各地不断的宣布哈，要开临时的信徒大会。
And so we announced this in different locations that we'll have this congregation meeting.
好，所以我们在聚会啊，在祷告结束以后，我们请信徒呢啊，能够继续留在会堂。
So after prayer, please remember to remain in the chapel.
那我们在祷告当中也为等一下的开会来祷告。
And your prayers, let's also remember our meetings.
那求主耶稣赐给我们智慧啊，让我们知道怎么样来真正在神家中啊有用。
And so, may God guide us so we understand how to become useful in the household of God.
啊，让我们有智慧来处理教会的事情。
So we have the wisdom to take care of the work of the church.
那我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.